Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Dr. Tumi with Healing in Your Glory. Takes us to 10 minutes after 4 o'clock. Ooh, why am I going back 2 hours back? Very good afternoon to you. If you've just tuned in, my name is Luko Mkwedi Puti, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be spending yet another afternoon with you. Happy Friday! Yep, we are on celebration mode, closing off the week. And this afternoon, the great news is I'm not starting off alone. I am definitely opening up Spectrum to day with a powerhouse, a force to be reckoned with. I mean, a very good afternoon to Ambassador Prudence Matshumi. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Luko, for the warm welcome. You sound too bubbly for a Friday afternoon. I just battled the traffic, so I needed that perk me up. And I'm so pleased to be here with the Radio Pulpit family.
I guess it's befitting for me to sit here because, I mean, hey, we're already drained. It's the end. I was telling Mr. Mo earlier on. I was trying to wrap up an assignment, and I said to him, my brain feels like it's about to pop out of my head, and I need something that's going to give me a push. So, hey, clearly I got it. Madam Prudence, welcome back. I'm going to say back because I've had a chat with you, but I think it's the first time that I get to have it on Spectrum. So, welcome to Spectrum family.
Thank you so much. Well, I feel welcomed.
Oh, man. Met Prudence is who from IMS. I think let's start there before you. Let's start there. If you can give a brief introduction of yourself, because you're new here. I do understand that we're going to talk about an event coming up, but there's still a lot that you and I have got to discuss this afternoon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that opportunity. So I am a marketplace minister. So I minister the gospel in the marketplace. I also am a marketplace leader. So I am a director for a company called Crystal Consulting that does HR consulting for organizations. So I work with leaders to transform their organizations through their people, through their human talent.
Wow.
And I also then lead the International Marketplace Summit Ministry. And that is really how do we equip and empower believers to win in the marketplace.
Absolutely amazing.
How do we equip them so there's an equipping in order to win? And how do we win? Where do we win in the marketplace? And why do we do that? To advance God's kingdom. That's up in a nutshell.
You're very intentional about making sure that the kingdom is not left behind, I see.
Absolutely not. And even our name, you know, our name is International Marketplace Summit. So international meaning we cross border. So don't think small. Don't think it's just here in South Africa.
Yeah.
Then marketplace, it tells you the people that we are ministering to. It's in the marketplace, wherever they are. And then it is summit. Summit means summit your mountain. Summit where you are.
Wow.
Go to the highest level of where you have been planted. Some people decide to climb a mountain, Kilimanjaro or Mount Kenya. But if you don't summit the mountain, you never put the flag on the top. You never say, yeah, I've developed my business and this is the best I could have done. You know, it's about summiting. So I'm always encouraging people to summit your mountain.
Oh, man, this is absolutely amazing.
So that is where our name comes from.
Oh, very clear. Now, I believe you've got a little bit of, I don't say a little bit, because you have all the time in the world. I'm giving you all the time. Just a little message for us, you know, on champions in the making, I understand. And I think I am your student right now. I've just come out of another class, and I'm willing to sit under another class again.
And that is wonderful because that's exactly what we're talking about today, from seed to success, the spiritual laws of growth and excellence. So that's really what, again, what the conference is also going to be about. How are we going to be able to equip people from where they are now? How do they become skilled practitioners? So because you need to be skilled at what you do to take it to the marketplace to exchange it for value. So you give the marketplace value and the marketplace gives you money. Now, sometimes believers don't understand that. They want to give the marketplace prayer. They want to give the marketplace fasting. And the marketplace says, no, we respond to value. Can we see the product? Can we see the service? Can we see value? You should be prayed up from your house. So when you come here, we just need value. So that is a very important principle that I believe believers are missing. And often they ask me, like, you know, but we're not allowed to preach at work. I'm like, no, you're not. You mustn't preach at work. You must work. Your work will do the preaching. Your excellence will do the preaching.
Come on.
Your punctuality, your attitude will do the preaching. Mm. That's the preaching you do in the marketplace. You don't have to preach scriptures there. No.
Sure.
We must read you and know that there's something different about you. There's something that informs what you do and why you're different from everybody else. There's something that informs why your integrity is higher than everybody else. And that thing, then we'll ask you, what is that? Like, why are you like this? Why are you different?
What makes you so different?
The invitation, and they are ready to hear what it is.
Sure.
Yes.
Our lives might be the only Bible they'll ever see. Let them read perfectly so.
Living epistles. Living epistles.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that. And I think, you know, there's been this argument, Prudence, you would see, you know, people will say, a doctor, they'll argue all these other things and where we're supposed to penetrate. But then some people will say, but doctors practice in like general hospitals and public hospitals, not in Christian spaces. And we have this obsession of trying to box Christians in, you know, only in church. You should only do things in church. But who's going to take that gospel out there without necessarily, like you're saying, preaching scriptures, but living it out?
Luko, I've got a good question for those ones who are asking that question.
Uh-huh.
Where do you think those Christians are who are on Sunday in church tomorrow, Monday to Saturday, where exactly are those Christians?
Sure. Yeah,
I've
true.
I've dropped the mic right there. I've dropped the mic right there. Where exactly are those Christians? If we were to call them up on the phone from the church office and ask them where they are, you'll find that in the marketplace. Jesus was in the marketplace. Jesus was a carpenter even before he started his ministry.
Yeah.
His disciples were marketplace people, fishermen, tax collector. So this is, it's been, you know, it's like when you have a life burden that God has given me about this marketplace teaching, it's my burden. It's my burden to awaken believers, like, where did we get this gospel that we are supposed to be preaching to each other in the church when we're already saved, all of us?
Come
on.
Where
did this come from? Because it would be better if it started along church history. But if we track it back all the way to Jesus and all the way to the book of Acts, I mean, like,
sure,
we really need to understand, where did this go wrong?
I love what you're saying, because it's more like saying you're already in the house and I need to reinforce this gospel. And because, I mean, everybody else is out there in the world, like you're saying, and there's souls that need to be reached. If we're sitting in one box, if we're sitting in one circle, how are we ever going to go out and make sure that this Jesus is seen through us?
Listen to this. I'm looking at some data that is tracking our growth in Christianity and the Great Commission over the last 150 years. And that data says that we are flatlining at between 30 and 34% for the last 50 years.
No.
I'm telling you. It's actually 150 years, but they now tracked it for us in our generation. For the last 50 years, we are flatlining because of things like this, believing that we are just preaching to each other in the church.
Mm.
But, you know, Jesus has said something very profound. Jesus said, go and make disciples. And we are saying, come to church. So there's no gospel there. We have no scripture to tell anybody to come to church. And I hope, I wish that people start asking us, where's that scripture? Because Jesus said, go, and we say, come.
I think we're too obsessed with keeping the circle instead of reaching out.
This was never meant to be an exclusive thing, though. Exclusive. We even have a language. We've got Christianese. We know what we mean by wilderness experience. Are you having a Daniel moment? And are you having an Esther anointing?
I like what you just said. Like, we're speaking Christianese. Oh, man.
Yeah, we've got that language.
Yeah.
But now we are with others every day in the marketplace. In the businesses, people are coming through your doors to come and buy your products and services in the retail stores, wherever you meet them. And they are not part of the Christianese club. So they don't know what we're talking about. But we are excited. It is amazing. God is being so good to us.
Yeah.
And they are just in despair and depression. And we have this Bless Me Club, like, it's just amongst us, and we don't tell anybody.
You know what I'm thinking to myself? I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, Guzi, what could be preventing us really from the zeal to go out into the world and preach the gospel? Is could it be from a place of comfortability, or is it because we don't want to have this pressure of having to live up to this gospel? Because I find, and I think last week I was sharing a story of how we're talking about adult bullies, and I say in high school, actually, there was a one particular teacher who was a born-again believer, you know. She would pray and cry in the assembly. But there is no teacher that bullied me like that one. And I think about it now, I'm like, do we keep quiet? Come again?
You were saying there's no teacher that did what?
There's no teacher that bullied me like that teacher.
Okay.
The weird thing is that she was known to be a minister. But now I'm thinking to myself also, do we keep quiet because we don't want the pressure that comes with the tag that we are believers and thus we need to do better?
Mm-hmm. Okay, my take on that is we have been called to go out there
mm-hmm.
and to preach the gospel. We were never to preach it inside. That was not what we were told to do.
Yeah.
And when we are the ones that are not even showing forth the fruit of the Spirit. And for mm-hmm. me, that's the starting point.
Yeah.
When you get born again, if we interrogate, what does it mean to even be born again? It says your spirit, that spirit of bullying, harassment, all the things that you've just mentioned, anger, outbursts of anger, and all of those jealousies, envy, strife. The Bible tells us exactly the way it tells about the fruit of the Spirit. It says that the Holy Spirit now indwells you, and the Holy Spirit comes with His nature.
Mm.
So the first nature is His fruit, which is love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. So all of those is the basics.
Mm.
So then for me, if I were to speak to a teacher like that, I would have to interrogate, ma'am, if the Spirit of God is in you, then the fruit is what I'm now looking for.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Jesus said we will know them by the fruit.
Yeah,
he never
true.
Said we will know our by the preaching and by our teaching. He said fruit.
Yeah. So as I was speaking to you, I'm like, maybe that's why we keep quiet, because we know. I mean, we know in the depth of our heart that we're not willing or not ready to exude that fruit, and so that's why we hide our lamp under the table. But basically, you're saying, hey, get out there and live, but make sure that your Christ is known through your conduct.
Yes. So that doesn't even make sense to me, because when you translate it from the kingdom of darkness with those characteristics and those behaviors and those symptoms and translate it into the kingdom of light, then the traits of darkness that follows you into this new life in Christ, they should be dealt with. And how are they dealt with? By the Lord putting that fruit in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit regenerates your spirit. So the seed is already there. So it's an absolute fallacy for you to say, I want to be a child of light, but I still want to continue to live like darkness.
Sure.
That for me does not even make sense, because that's so confusing to most people. And that is why people say the Christians, look at them, the Christians. It's rather better to say, Lord, I'm still a work in progress, which we all are right mm-hmm. to the very end. I'm a work in progress. And I want to work on this. So if you know, and this is what I've done many years ago, if I know you've got a problem with a particular thing, so some people say, I'm short-tempered, and they say it like that as if it's part of their identity and their personality. And when they say it like that, they want me to now tiptoe around them. I'm like, no.
It's not going to happen.
If you are short-tempered, you need to deal with your anger.
Yeah.
This is actually a bad thing.
Yeah.
The bad thing. You can't be a manager at work and everybody tiptoeing around you, or you are director at work and when you walk in, the temperature changes, everybody scatters running away to their offices.
The temperature changes. I love that.
Like, let's just be real, because there are some horrible bosses out there.
Yeah.
And my heart
yeah.
breaks when I hear that they're believers. Then I'm like, oh my God, Lord, what went wrong here?
Mm.
So I'm saying that what we then need to do is to allow the Holy Spirit, who has indwelt you with His fruit,
yep.
now to work on the anger, because one of the fruit there is self-control.
Mm.
So you then ask Him, Lord, your fruit is self-control, and your fruit is peace. So every time I have this outburst of anger, I ruin relationships. People are angry with me. I'm angry with them. We're in conflict, and self-control is not. So I want to exhibit this fruit. Mm. So Holy Spirit, help me how to do it.
I love it.
Gonna help me. That's what I'm saying. That's the A to Z. That's the basics of Christianity. The fruit are there. It's inside your spirit. You could not even be born again outside of having the Holy Spirit. So then it means nobody has an excuse to say, maybe we didn't preach to you. We don't need to preach to you. No, we don't need to preach to you because the Bible tells us that because it's a conviction, it's an inner thing that has happened to you that it's obvious to everybody. Prudence was clubbing with us, and now what happened to you? That is how people know that you're born again. What happened to you? Just like tell us the story before you want, because you know sometimes we don't want to tell them what happened to us. So we don't want to tell them that you would be so radically different that they were like, no, come out with this thing. They'll try to get you to the club. They'll try to do this and that because something big has happened. These days, I dropped another mic right there.
A lot of liners there.
I dropped another mic.
Oh, man. Now, my Prudence, I do understand that you have the Marketplace Champions Conference coming up. Tell us a bit more about it. What is it all about?
Oh, my goodness. This conference, you know, it is, again, to go to the heart of how do we equip and prepare our community to win in the marketplace. Believers are not winning in the marketplace. If we were to open this call and say, call in and tell us what to pray for, they will tell you every calamity and challenge, crisis, disaster, difficulty, hardships that they are going through in the marketplace. So this conference is I'm bringing anointed men and women of God who are standing in the marketplace as champions, who are standing in the business environment as champions, who are standing as ministers of the gospel, and they are coming to impart something to us that will help us for our 2026 to be different.
Sure.
So on the 8th of November at 9 o'clock, we are having the Marketplace Champions Conference at 133 First Road, Lynbrook Park, Fenton. That's where it's going down live. And the theme of our conference is raising champions in the marketplace. And there will be empowerment. It's about transformation. You know, you can listen to a message. But if we have been called by God to equip you and bring an impartation, then you know for sure the transformation happens. This is not about coming to listen to another message because your pastors are preaching and they're preaching good. This is people who are sent to come and minister to you specifically into this area of marketplace. So it would just be utter madness for anyone who is going to miss coming to this conference because if you, particularly if you've been going through a hard time, then you really need an impartation for 2026 in the marketplace. So that is the conference that we're having. And we are just, you know, the networks are there and we always have international speakers as well. And we are ready. I'm speaking to the speakers and they're telling me what amazing things are they are going to minister there. And we have Apostle Linda Gabodo. I mean, I've just dropped the mic right there. I don't have to talk about any other speaker. She is there and she is going to be amazing. And the Lord is just telling a lot of things about what she needs to do at this conference. We have our other speaker also, Nontokozo Manuku. She is an amazing business leader, you know, across the continent at different sectors. Oh, she is just, she's such a gift. So she is going to be ministering. We have Pastor Patrick Francis from the U.S. He's going to talk about leadership. And really, because after all we've ministered to you, then you have to rise up as a leader. So I've invited him as well. And then it will be yours truly, the Marketplace Motivator.
Come on.
So that's it. So we are waiting for you.
So how can I become part of the event? Is there a reservation that I need to make? Is there a place where I can get the tickets?
Yes. So you can go on our website at www.imsonline.co, www.imsonline.co. You will see the event there on the landing page. You click, you register, and it will take you straight to Quicket, and Quicket is where you will buy your ticket. Now we have got two opportunities. You have a ticket that you can buy for a conference seat. You also have the opportunity, because it's really a hard issue for us. We want to give visibility to the vendors, the products, the services that God has given you ideas for and that you are taking to the marketplace. So we also have the opportunity for you to buy a vendor table, and you can come and sell your products and services on the day. And we'll also give you an opportunity to talk about your products and services at the event. So,
wow.
So yes, it's on Quickit. It's also on all our social media pages. We are International Marketplace Summit on Facebook, on YouTube, and on our web. No, I always forget the third thing. On Instagram, it's marketplacesummit.online. But on, yeah, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, it's International Marketplace Summit.
Oh, man.
So you go there, click. The links are there. You click, you buy the ticket, and we are waiting for you. I think it's 8 days to go.
Yes. It's actually end of October. So it's Saturday next week, right?
Another conference that was sold out, so don't also take that risk.
Hey.
I'm going to wait till the last minute. The next thing, you'll just see a poster going out, sold out. Seats were limited. So go and do the needful. We really want to minister to you more than anything. This is really not a conference. This is not a conference where you are going to come and, you know, we've attended conferences this year. We have done that. This is really a call, a clarion call. This is a call to those who are listening, who've been waiting on God this year, who've been going through particularly tough time, because the Lord was impressing on me that it's a season of turnaround. And if it's a season of turnaround, it means people have gone through the most. And God wants to bring a change. A season of turnaround is not just, you know, somebody. No, it means people are going through the most, or they have been going through the most. And God is saying, I've heard your cry. I've seen your pain. I've seen your tears. I see what you're going through. This is your season for turnaround. So that is what we're saying. It's not a conference. If you just want to attend a conference, I think there's many conferences around town. But if you want to come for impartation, if you want to come for a change, if you want to come because 2026 cannot be like 2025, then this is the gathering for you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mayor Prudence. Really, really appreciate this conversation. And I hope people are getting those tickets ASAP, because wow, walala wasala. Like walala wasala, you're going to be crying.
You dropped the mic right there.
Prudence, thank you so much. Have a lovely afternoon and into your evening. Have a great one.
Thank you.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.